Hey, so it's 11:48, and I'm fucking tired. I'm still writing this show that I'm doing in a week from tomorrow at the Creek in the Cave. I'm doing this show. I don't know if who listens every day or what the fuck goes on in your personal life, so I'll explain it. Oh, I'm recording an album that'll be released the day after I die. So I've been writing it. I've been writing it, which is not, this is a weird way to do things. You don't just like sit down, like, I'm just gonna write a bunch of shit and then perform it and that's it. It's just like you amass it over time. So it's really, the whole thing is crazy. And I don't know why I'm doing it, but I'm doing it. Much like this show. Who knows why I'm doing this for 347 days in a row. Almost at the end. All right, I guess I'll look at the news and then I'll get back to work. Two kids kill 500,000 bees and wipe out a honey business, police say. Oh, so they always say, they'll say a thing and then they'll be like, police say, well, did it happen or not? So I guess they have to cover their bases, you know, allegedly. So some honey business got wiped out because these two kids, they killed a half of them, man. That's like so many bees to kill. They swat them? I'm guessing they just set them on fire. Now that's what kids love to do, is set fire. And I'm assuming they're boys. I'm assuming two young girls didn't go kill 500,000 bees. Man. Fire is so much fun when you're a kid. But not if you're killing bees. Don't kill bees, kids. You might put Honey Farm out of business. Exclusive. Most U.S. states lost coal mining jobs in 2017. Why is this exclusive? Shouldn't anybody be able to find that out? Reuters, they're like, oh, we only know about the coal mining jobs. It's an exclusive. Well, I know people that had coal mining jobs really want them back, but I gotta say, it doesn't look like a great gig. I mean, you know how to do it, and you're used to it, and you're. I heard an interview with a guy that was like, well, my dad did it, and I do it, and I have black lung, but I do it still because, and it's like, oh, you're dying from it. So even, it must be pretty fun if you're dying from it, and you're still like, I'd still do it again. Must be a good time down in those mines. I think it looks like maybe we're done with the call. Maybe it's not that necessary. Yeah, it's jobs become obsolete. Pretty soon they'll have a computer program that does podcasts from artificial intelligence, and then what am I gonna do? Yeah, I'll probably probably nothing. I'll buy one of those AI computers and sit back and relax. Let them do the work. Michigan State trustees today to finally consider removing president for lack of oversight and sex scandal. I didn't know Michigan State had a sex scandal. I'm guessing that's the university, not the actual whole state of Michigan. Yeah, because they got a president. If it was the whole state of Michigan, it would be a governor. I know things. Well, yeah, get rid of the fucking guy. What's the problem? Why are they? Well, they don't want. I guess they don't want it to be public. They don't want to have a whole. Oh, maybe people won't go to Michigan State anymore because this. Apparently, it doesn't stop anybody from going to a school, because it happens at every school, and then people are like, shrug. Vancouver Aquarium will no longer keep whales, dolphins in captivity. It's whales. What did you say? Whales and dolphins? Whales or dolphins in captivity. Well, good for Vancouver. Wonder if I could buy one of their whales. Or at least a dolphin. Let me get a dolphin. And then I'll keep it in captivity. It's already used to it. I'll get a storage space, fill it up with water, and have my own dolphin. Until I figure out a better place for it. How cool would that be if I had my own dolphin? They probably aren't that. I mean, how much money could it cost to feed one? Well, they just need those raw fish. You just throw them some big fish. And then they do some tricks, jump through a hoop and shit. Yeah, I tell you, if I get one of these dolphins, you're all invited to come hang at my dolphin party. I'll be having a lot of dolphin parties. Florida police officers caught disconnecting man's surveillance cameras. Huh. Wonder what they're up to there. They don't want to be seen. Man, if I was I've said this before and I'll say it again. If I was a cop, if I ever got into, I don't know if you could, if I could become a cop still. But I'd only get into it if I could be a dirty cop. Now, I'm not saying these cops are dirty, but they're disconnected surveillance cameras and I'd be into that sort of business. But okay, I'd turn off that camera. I got some, I gotta steal this cocaine from this drug dealer and then sell it to this other drug dealer and then take my money and bury it in my backyard like the guy in the shield, Vic Mackey. Oh, that looks like fun. Because you're like the law, you're above the law, and then you got internal affairs breathing down your neck and you say, shut up, rat squad, I'm out there doing real police work. Because you really, you know, at the same time you're still like, you make the big bust of a murderer. You're like, hey, I get results. And like, oh, Laker, you know, he cuts corners, he breaks, but he brings in the bad guys. Yeah, so what, I make a few extra bucks on the side. I got a family. I got a dolphin to feed. TV crew arrested at airport trying to sneak fake explosive through security. You fucking... Why don't you just fucking... Why are you trying to sneak it, you dumb fucks? What was this for? People in... That's the thing about people in film and TV. They're so fucking... They really do think they're smarter than everybody else. Was arrested in New Jersey Thursday. Oh, fuck them. I'm not going to read the article. Let's see, one more. Peeved by price gouging and shortages, hospitals will now make their own drugs. can do that? You just make your own? Because I'll start making some too. And sell, and then sell. Not like anything. I won't make like a controlled substance, but if the hospital can make the drugs, I would assume that I could make some. I'm sure they'll charge a reasonable price for it too at the hospital. I'm sure they'll lower the price of their drugs. They won't charge you like whatever it is, like $500 for Tylenol, you know, those crazy bills you see. That, or they just will do that. And they're giving you like bathtub Tylenol. All right. Enough of my babbling. I'll see you tomorrow, though. We love you.